I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News.
I'm afraid it's actually getting worse.
That's the word from President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, in response to the persecution affecting Christians in Iraq. Last week, we reported more violence forcing more Christians to leave the country. Mueller says,
the Christian community continues to be terrorized by extremists and basically being forced out of homes at gunpoint, children even, elderly people being murdered. This is a real crisis. Not just a Christian crisis, but a real humanitarian crisis for the country of Iraq.
Coalition forces are in the region, but are powerless. Open Doors isn't a political organization, but they are urging believers to action. Go to our website for details. Elsewhere, World Hope International recently delivered 16 tons of rice to pastors and church workers in Sierra Leone. The significance of this gift is great, considering recent developments in the global food crisis. As of 7 days ago, Sierra Leone ranked fifth on the Global Hunger Index, measuring malnutrition and child mortality rates. As food costs continue to rise, organizations like World Hope will be crucial to decreasing world hunger as they act as the hands and feet of Christ. And Bible Pathway Ministries' Karen Hawkins says a contracting economy has forced their ministry to work harder and smarter.
There are ministries that regularly send containers overseas or have mission teams that are going overseas. And so we supply the Bibles and Bible Pathway for them to either carry in their suitcases or put in their containers. Because like most ministries, we found that the increased shipping has really made it difficult.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book, Riding the Heavens, by former MAF President Max Myers, who shares exciting glimpses of his unforgettable 40 years as a missionary pilot. To get your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.